Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The pandemic has presented real consequences for people near retirement. In a report last week from the Alliance for Lifetime Income, it found that 20% of people age 56 to 75 are delaying retirement because of the pandemic. That's approximately 3.2 million Americans. About 70% of the people in that age group said that they're more pessimistic about their retirement prospects than they were before the pandemic, according to the report. And more than half of those surveyed said they are actually rethinking their retirement plans, over half, such as when they will retire and how much money they will need to do so. Now, interestingly enough, according to a survey from Principal, the pandemic is taking a smaller economic toll on people who have been saving better in their years before retirement. You know, among the people that they surveyed who are saving more than $17,000 per year for retirement, and what I have found is that as people that are in their 50s in those last 10 to 15 years, people are maxing out their 401ks, which could be as much this year as much as $26,000. So plus you've got the company matches. So people that are saving over $17,000 a year as they get closer to retirement, 98% said they're comfortable with their financial situation leading to, up to retirement. So on the one hand, over half people surveyed are more concerned about retirement, but prodigious savers are not. So what can we learn from this, and what do you need to be doing? I think there's a couple of things. I think savers are planners. You know, typically good savers are planning more for that transition. Now, I'm going to add another element, too, and it's important to have the right kind of plan. You know, you've heard me say many times that the plan that will get you to retirement is not the plan that will get you through retirement, and that's because, you know, you're now going to be saving and spending down your life savings. And so, you know, a big investment loss in the early years of retirement, when you're also taking money out to fund income, can have a compounding effect. And so, you know, having the right kind of plan and then understanding that plan and having a plan that can protect income in the early years of retirement. In other words, you can have a financial plan that produces stability of income in the shorter term. And when in the short term, I'm not saying 2 years. That's not long enough. I mean, you need at least 5 years of stable income, if not 7 or 8 years. And then you're not as worried about, does the economy recover this fall or next year or in 2 years? Because your market investments are structured more for long-term growth and not short-term income. You know, you don't want to draw a fixed income from a variable investment. So, you know, having a plan and having it be complete, understanding how things like Social Security, fold election, and tax reduction, and estate planning, and all of these things fold into your planning. And you know what? I'll even go a step further and say, having a life plan. How are you going to spend that first year? You're not going to have the same kind of structure that you had in your working life. And the emotional side of retirement is such an important thing to think about, you know, when you go into that transition as well. So having a life plan that you understand that mitigates the effect of short-term volatility in markets. Markets always have the ability to be extremely volatile in the short term. So having a good plan and understanding that plan is such a key component to being able to prepare for success and confidence so that you can retire and thrive in those early years, especially of retirement.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.